Morning, everyone.
Let's get started.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So it all started first thing in the morning.
That's going to be huge in the morning.
Ooh, my head's going to be sore in the morning.
Okay, let's get this party started.
Did you remember to measure your blood sugar this morning?
Well, anyway, it's going to be a good day. Good morning.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our...
Oh, man, do I have a show for you today. Incredible guests, including Rick Farrell, Richland Township Trustee. We're going to be talking about that million-dollar building, and was that the highest and best use of the taxpayers? Shut up! Money. Also, we've got Mr. Big Willie himself, legendary Valley OTR truck driver, calling in live from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, DOT US 3538358. Also here in studio, live right now, and you can see this on the Facebook live stream, is Mr. Nick Farrelly. He is a former Shadyside councilman, and now he's running for mayor of the village of Shadyside, and my goodness gracious, does he have a story to tell. Also, a big prize package this week, $300 prize package this week from Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and now Mitsubishi. We've got that. We got Dimitri Graffiti today. Boy, chance for you to really sound off, especially on this No Kings protest thing, and anything that you want, and that'll be later on this morning as well. An incredible show for you today. So, and again, you can see this on the Facebook live stream. Go to Dimitri Vassilaris. Look for the one with the more than 7,000 followers. You can also see the Facebook live stream on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. You can also download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Now that we've got all of that out of the way, Nick Farrelly, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Dimitri.
Great. So you're running for mayor of Shadyside. This is the first time that we've met, as far as I know, as I can recall. You seem to be a very controversial guy. I've been talking about
you. I guess that's an understatement.
Yeah, so here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. With all my guests, I want to give them as much time as possible. I don't want to edit. I don't want to interrupt. Tell me and tell our listeners whatever you want them to know about Nick Farrelly, about the village of Shadyside, about the administrator, about Cassidy Law, about anything that you want. So, Nick, tell me all about
that. That's an open-ended question.
So. Yeah, yeah. Whatever you want to say.
So, when I was on council, I was on council starting in 2018. So, I served 2.5 terms. About the time that I started my second term in 2022, and we had three new council people come on at that time. Well, actually four, and then we had a resignation, and one of the previous council members came back. But anyway, so things got pretty contentious. Especially around the street department, especially. There were some council members, and I was one of them, but I wasn't the ringleader on it, that thought that the street department really had problems, that nothing was getting done, resources were wasted. And through 2021 and into 22, we had meeting after meeting where we would bring in the head of the street department, would bring in employees, would hash all this stuff out, and it's like we were getting nowhere. So we started talking at that time about transitioning from to having a village administrator, which the purpose of the village administrator, for anybody that doesn't know, statutory villages in Ohio, which is what Shadyside is, basically means we don't have a charter. They're either set up to where you have a 3-member Board of Public Affairs that controls your utilities. and council and a mayor, or you have a village administrator, which is an appointed employee instead of having a board of public affairs. So we thought we need more consistent leadership among the employees, you know, rather than having three people who are, you know, the board of public affairs is basically just council members, you know, same, you know, on the same level, basically. So we, you know, we talked about this for a long time, and that was what it was going to take to get things straightened out down there. Toward in the middle of all that, we had some things go on at the water department. We had like three employees leave all about the same time. And you have to, on the water and sewer side, you have to have people with EPA licenses and things. We have to have a class one water operator, a class two sewer operator, and they have to put in so many contact hours every week, you know, in the treatment and distribution systems. And we lost both of our operators at the same time. So we had to bring in a contractor and things. That was at the end of 2022. So anyway, we decided that we were going to go to a village administrator. And the purpose of doing that was to have somebody to be able to oversee everything that was going on. There was so many things that had been neglected, and I'm not going to say it was anybody's fault. I guess I can make the argument that some people tried to, you know, put it on to other people and that kind of thing. But the reality was that there was no clear person whose job it ultimately fell to. So that was where the village administrator came in. So in the same time period that all that was going on, I met Erica, and she hired me to remodel her house.
Erica Tamburin.
Erica Tamburin.
How'd you meet?
Another contractor who I'm friends with, and we work together on jobs a lot. He, through a chain of people, had met her, and she needed this work done on her house. He wasn't available to do it at the time, so he took me up. I got involved in it, started working on the house.
This is in Wellsburg in West Virginia?
This is in Wellsburg, West Virginia, yeah.
Yeah. Was this when she was still working with a WVU nutrition expert or something?
Yes.
Nutrition expert.
I don't know what her exact title was, but yeah, she worked for the WVU Extension Office.
Okay.
Nutrition, whatever it was that she did exactly. So anyway, as I'm working on the house and everything, just talk as she's there, you know, start to become friends.
She is drop dead gorgeous. I mean, look, I've never met her, but every picture that I've seen, a hot blonde, I mean, she is honestly, she is just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Go on.
So anyway,
I didn't mean to embarrass you. I'm not trying to make you blush. But I called her a hot blonde because that's a compliment. Hot blonde I wish somebody would call me a hot blonde, you know, or a hot bald, I guess would be a better way to say
about me either. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so
you two got along pretty well.
Oh yeah. And, I start telling her all the stuff that's going on at the village, and she's not happy at WVU with the people she's working with and everything. So, you know, over the course of months where the village stuff and working on her house is all going on at the same time. She's going to start looking for another job. And so she tells me about, she said, I know how to write grants. And that was supposed to be a big thing with the village administrator, okay, because there, you know, you need funding, and you know that's
a grant writer is important,
right?
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
something that you know we didn't have. So, you know, she's telling me all about she wrote this grant at WVU, and they had I think it was at Weirton Elementary School. She showed me the pictures. They had all these tables set up, tables and tables, all these fruits and vegetables, and all the stuff that they got funding
nutrition
for. That was
sure.
in the purview of whatever she did there, but that she had got this funding to do this stuff. And I was like, well, this is great. It's like if you know how to get funding and stuff, and it's like, so okay, so I brought her and introduced her to the other council members and stuff. I think everybody individually, if they're
Mayor Newhart also, or
and Bob and I have always been good friends. I mean we don't always agree on stuff,
mm-hmm.
but from the time that I first got on council, I was a student at West Liberty when I first got on council, so I don't know how it really happened, but the kind of routine became that in the morning I would stop at the office, and Bob always came in the office, and we would sit and talk for a little bit, and you know, sometimes it'd be village related stuff, you know, sometimes we'd just be sitting there and talking, and then I would either go to school or work or you know whatever the day was, and he'd go to work, and the secretary was always there. So we became friends, you know, just through that. And so I got to learn, I kind of got a firsthand education of how the village operates just by kind of being around for half an hour or so, not every single morning, but, you know, just from that kind of exposure, I think that I got, a lot better idea of how things work than most other council members. And that's not anybody's, mm-hmm. fault. Now, some people say, well, they look at it as, well, you're there too much. You should, that's not your job. But I can see both sides of it, I guess. But anyway, So when Erica got involved with the village and we hired her, she was...
When she got involved, well, let's not skip over that. That's a really important question here. Did she have any other grant writing experience except for fruits and vegetables?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. That could have been the only grant she ever wrote, for all you know.
It's possible.
Okay.
I think there was other things, but all related to...
Fruits and vegetables.
To that, yeah. I don't know if she had anything. Okay.
Were you dating her at the time?
No. Yeah. And honestly, Dimitri, I never was. Look, I know you can be disappointed here.
No, okay. I'm just stunned.
Well, just, you know, the way that you talk, I know that, you know.
I thought you guys had, you were dating.
No, well, I can understand how, you know, we probably interacted to where... people could see it that way.
Well,
but
we
were never romantically involved.
We got a short break here, and I want to give you time, obviously, to elaborate on that, because my perception was, holy cow, they had it hot and heavy there, and frankly, who could blame Nick? Seriously, who could blame Nick? We're going to definitely talk about that. This is an amazing story, from fruits and vegetables to running the village's shady side. It's just an amazing story. And yeah, we'll get to the Cassidy Law thing as well. Did you see that nasty letter that he sent me? Unbelievable.
Yes,
Jesus. Yep. All right. Download the River Network. And look, if you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Rick Farrell, Richland Township Trustee, coming up after Big Willie himself this morning.